Disclaimer. Everything that we say is either a joke or a lie, unless we say we don't have hoes, because that is true. It's to speak on the podcast.
Two hoes, wait, I sent your girl back home in new clothes. Yeah, yeah. Got your paparazzi, get it head to low low. When I'm in the trap, I can't do no photos. I can't do no photos. I can't. Me and you, high mileage, gone. Tell them about it. Price is right, then I might buy it somewhere on the jet.
What's good, y'all? It's another Speak on the episode. You got your boy Skip, Illy.
Today we got a special guest, the bro, Max Hazard. Played at Irvine, just finished up at Arizona. Happy to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, appreciate it.
How you been doing, bro?
I'm good, man. Back home, obviously, way sooner than I wanted to be, but I'm happy.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, you know.
Facts. So, how did you feel about them canceling the NCAA tournament and your conference tournament?
Right. It was weird, man. It really was, just because, I mean, we had just finished playing Washington, and we're getting back to the hotel, and we had seen that some other conferences kind of were going to move forward with having no fans
right.
with their conference tournament, but it hadn't happened to us. But we're seeing, you know, more and more conferences do it, so we're like, like, damn, like, we're probably going to be next.
Right.
You know, 30 seconds later, we see a tweet, the Pac-12 tournament has – you know, closed games to all fans except for, like, immediate family. Wow. And then right. as we see that, we're watching the game on TV, and they tell us that the Thunder and – I forgot who they were playing, but maybe Thunder Jazz?
Yeah, I think it was Thunder Jazz.
And they were like, the game has been canceled. Like, some players on the Jazz have flu-like symptoms.
Right.
Like, damn, like, this thing is getting really, really big.
Exactly. Yeah, right. And it's crazy because Gobert was goofing around.
Trying to be funny.
You know, trying to be funny. Oh, and then God. I want to say, karma hit him. Yeah. Karma hit him.
Yeah, did y'all see, Max, did you see the video, you know, when Gobert was touching, you know, all the microphones
yeah.
and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I remember when I saw it, it was before they had their game. I saw it a couple of days before on Twitter, and I'm like, dude, like, this dude's joking around. He's going to be the guy to get it.
And
lo and behold.
Really, really got it. I didn't see the video until I found out he got it.
Facts.
And it was crazy because Stephen A. Smith was on ESPN, and, you know, one of the mediators or whatever asked him a question, like, do you think they're actually going to start canceling games as opposed to having no fans? And he was like, I don't see them canceling games until a player gets sick. And then literally 30 minutes later, it was like, Gobert got corona. Oh, shit.
Man. And once everybody's going crazy then.
Right. Once the NBA says, like, no more games, we knew we wasn't playing tomorrow.
Fact.
Nah.
No way. Because it would have been awkward anyway. Like, imagine not having the fans there throughout the Pac-12 tournament.
Wouldn't even make sense. What's the point? Wouldn't it be entertainment at the end of the day? We're not entertaining nobody.
Exactly.
But they said it was gonna be like a 24-hour run.
Straight up.
No, it's gonna be like a practice. Facts. Yeah. Just the coaches yelling. I would feel like just me being an ex basketball player. It would have been uncomfortable. Like,
right.
You know, you don't have that six man per se to cheer you on and give you that energy throughout the game.
That's what makes it so fun. You know.
Exactly. So they canceled this one. How was your run last year, man? You had a phenomenal few games and you was doing your thing. How did that feel?
It was everything I ever wanted, Brian, and everything I ever wanted and more, honestly. Just it was obviously dope for me individually, but even more than that, it was really cool to put Irvine on the map, you know, for basketball.
Yes.
That was the second time we've ever made it to the NCAA tournament in school history and the first time we've ever won a game. So, honestly, as dope as the NCAA tournament was, winning the conference tournament was even doper.
You was going crazy. You was going crazy in the conference tournament, too.
I was glad I got to play well, you know, when it mattered most.
Yep.
I mean, that's one thing that's just dope about winning. I mean, it's – obviously, I went to Arizona, and I got a lot of the accolades and a lot of the glory. But if we wouldn't have won, it wouldn't have mattered. I would have still been at Irvine, you know.
Exactly. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. A lot of people lose sight of that. I mean, especially in the age that we're living in, it's all about what highlights you got.
Right.
And I feel like people don't value winning as much.
They don't, man. And it kind of sucks. And that was one thing, just kind of being in the role that I had this year was having a lot of dudes who are going to go to the NBA,
mm-hmm.
having a lot of, like, you know, being on a team with a bunch of different lottery picks. One of the things that it's hard for me to give them much on the court, obviously, but one of the things
I
was kind of trying to let them know was, like, dude, if we win, this thing is that much more fun. Mm-hmm. And everyone's going to be paying attention. And then that's when all the, you know, the accolades and everything comes into play.
Exactly.
Go ahead. I was going to say, you know, how was it, you know, transitioning from, you know, changing roles, you know, going, being the guy with the green light and then, you know, being more of that role player at Arizona? How was that for you?
I'd be lying to say it wasn't difficult.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond difficult, because I'm coming in, like, I have been playing a certain way, you know,
man,
the last year and a half. And, like, you kind of, you know, it's going to be an adjustment. You know, they may be looking at you to play a similar role, but at the end of the day, coaches got to do what they think is best for
them. That's right.
So, damn, I thought I was going to be getting X, Y, and Z, but that's not how the team about to be built no more. You know, that's not how it's looking. So I had to figure out, you know, how to be effective with the minutes I was getting, with the shots.
With limited time,
And especially being a shooter, it's hard. You know, I could go out there for 3-4 minutes. And mind you, like, I may only be playing 15-16 minutes, but best believe the other coaches know who I am.
Exactly. So
I'm not just coming in, like, getting shots. I'm coming in getting denied, can't get open, and I'm coming out 4 minutes later. I ain't picking one up.
Yeah. And you don't want to come in and just force one up.
You know what I mean? You know,
you want to be in the flow.
It's hard being a bench guy, especially at Arizona. It's an ESPN game. And, like, I'm coming in just trying to get a shot up. And especially with my size, like, I really got to just straight pull one.
They face guard.
I got to pull.
Yeah.
And if I hit it, it's lit. If I don't, Nico Mannion coming back in.
Yeah. And I feel like that was a really hard adjustment for you. I watched a lot of your games this season. I ended up putting Arizona on my little ESPN ticker because I'm always checking for the bros. Nah, like, what's the bros doing? How they stats looking? So it wasn't until Derek Williams was there. That's like a piece, like a big brother to me.
Yeah.
So you going there, I was like, man, okay, Max there. I'm gonna keep up with Arizona again. So I know it had to be a hard adjustment knowing that if you didn't come in and produce right away, that you would have to go sit right back down. You wasn't used to that. You've been hooping your whole life and being a key contributor.
No doubt. And I've had, obviously, moments in my career where it's kind of been like role player, certain role, you know. But it's just, it's changed for me. You know, I've never, not until I got to college, was I really like a shooter like that.
Facts, So did you always feel like you deserved to be at a bigger school, though?
I did. I mean, I'm sure everybody always thinks they're better than they are, you know.
Yeah.
And I definitely thought I did, whether the coaches thought it or not. But now looking back at it, it went the way it was supposed to go, you know. Mm-hmm. I went to the mid-major, and they were a good mid-major, too.
It was
local. Got my degree, and, you know, I got to get off in big games. And we won 31 games last year, which is, like, the most in school history.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. How was that atmosphere, you know, going from Irvine and then going to Arizona and playing in the Pac-12? How was that atmosphere, you know, just changing?
It's different. I mean, there were so many games at Irvine we had that were big games for us, but not really big games to anybody else, you know. Not many people were there. We're really just playing in front of our families. Or maybe we were at UCR, you know, on a Thursday night and nobody at the game. And there was no games like that we really had this year. Everything was damn near a sellout. Everybody's going crazy, whether we're home or away. And we're the hunted. No matter what our record was, everybody wanted to beat Arizona. And so
on
that side of things. And the weirdest part for me was playing the mid-majors. Like, being on the other side of it was deep. I mean, we had a game against Long Beach State, who was obviously in our conference when I was at UCI. And we're playing them in Arizona, and it was, like, tied up at half. And I know what it would be like to be tied up a half at Arizona in that other locker room.
Really
lock in because they were
– You hype,
You know, it's nothing like, you know, beating the head honcho when you're the underdog.
Exactly. It inspired – I mean, it's like kind of like the NBA. Everybody want to beat the Lakers like this past year. It's like having that target on your back.
Sure. It's real.
So do you wish throughout your college career that you did anything different?
I wouldn't say I wish I did anything different. It would be hard for me to say that. I wish I didn't dive on some loose ball so I didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, man, I'm so content with, you know, my basketball career. I'm so content with everything I accomplished, everything I didn't accomplish. Man, I'm just grateful for what it's given me.
Yeah, I agree 100%. For sure.
You know, I was going to say, you know, you had a pretty successful college career. You know, do you still plan on playing professionally?
I was going to say I'm going to cross that bridge when it comes, but I guess it's coming if it's not
already. It's coming.
Yeah. I'm going to wait to see how, you know, all this coronavirus stuff shakes out. Because I don't know if I'm going to be over waters if it's still going on.
I feel that. If there was anything – I mean, if you weren't a hooper, what do you think you would be pursuing?
Maybe a job in the music industry.
Okay.
Or just staying around sports in some way, like, you know, working with athletes, maybe creating, like, creative content or potentially being in, like, the agency world. I'm not really sure because if I go, you know, the non-basketball route, I'm going to see where the wind takes me, so.
Yeah. I feel that. Do you feel like student athletes should get paid?
For sure. Somebody asked me the other day that same question, like, do you think you're going to want to play professionally? But they asked me in the season, and one of my responses always is, like, I am. I mean, the pros, this is all day, every day, and I got school.
Man, people don't understand that, man.
I get it. Like, this is the pros. I'm playing with pros. I'm just not getting paid.
It's 25-8. Workout, study, homework, practice.
See you in the morning. Let's do it again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Six days a week.
Literally. It might bring you back seven.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people don't value, like, the mental health aspect to
no
it.
Doubt.
Just because we're young adults. We're still growing. We're still learning ourselves. Yeah. And just to be putting in so much time, like, we're damn near overconsumed into it.
For sure.
So I know for me personally, dealing with my injuries and me just I don't know if I probably you probably don't know this, but like I stepped away from basketball this past season. I played five games and I was like, I'm done.
I hear that.
Like with the knee injuries I've had, people just don't understand like the mental aspect, like getting over the hump so many times.
I don't even know if I could do it again.
Man. So I know that was tough for me. Yeah. So I get it. So with these last like couple of days with the social distancing stuff, like what have you been doing? Just playing video games?
I ain't been playing video games like that. I've been beating my friends in 2K when they come through.
Yeah.
But besides that, I've been watching like a bunch of old games on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Ain't really that much to do. I take some show really suggestions, but I ain't really got nothing.
Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah, however long, you know, we're going to be like this, is what are we at? We had like, it feel like, what, day three or whatever?
Yeah, it
feel like forever, man. If we got to do this any longer, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already drained.
Threw up.
Yeah, I was, you know, I was watching the president talk earlier and whatnot. Yeah. And, you know, the doctors are saying, you know, July, August. I'm like, what? Man, that's
one day at a time.
That's so long. Yeah, man. I wish we could simulate some of these days. Like when you go on 2K, you simulate a couple games. Let's get to the end.
Man. I mean, as far as like the NBA, I mean, I know we all probably watched that a lot of the time that we did have throughout the day. Who did you have as the MVP right now?
Probably Giannis. I'm just saying Giannis off the fact that his team is the best team in the league right now, record-wise, and his numbers are stupid. It's hard not to say LeBron just because he killed that last weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning more towards LeBron, and I'm not big on LeBron's game for whatever reason. Off the floor, I admire him, but like on the floor, his game is just it'd be cringe to me sometimes just because like he don't really. Honestly, he looks more skilled this year, but like previous years, it's just bully ball.
Yeah.
So like, it'd be tough for me.
Yeah, he is pretty cringe, honestly, but he's LeBron though. I was watching some games today, and I'm like, damn, he's still doing this today.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy that he's still doing it at 35.
I was just talking about this with my boy Alex. It was just like, bro, LeBron used to be so athletic. Like, he still is. But people don't talk about athleticism. He lost.
Yes, bro. What was that dunk? Who did he dunk on from the Celtics that one year?
Yeah.
Jason Terry? Yes, yeah. Bro. He jumped over John Lucas, I think, one game. Like,
yeah.
Sick. Who did
dunked on Tim Duncan?
That's what I'm saying. LeBron's not. He not moving.
Chase Downs.
Who would be your starting five all time team?
Okay. Bron at the one.
Okay. Bean at the two.
Kobe at the two.
Okay.
I'm putting Jordan at the three. Durant at the four, Shaq at the five.
That's a tough team. I feel like nowadays, you know, with how basketball transitioning, it's you have to, your one through four has to be really skilled.
And Curry coming off the bench, six man.
For the flamethrower.
Wow. Man.
Who did
that's a hell of a team, I can't lie.
Yeah, I would probably say the same. I probably wouldn't put Jordan in there.
Whoa.
Wow. Who are you putting in over Jordan?
I'm putting Curry at the one. I'm putting Kobe at the two. Bron at the three. KD at the four. And my five? I guess I got to go Shaq. You got to go Shaq.
Yeah, I'm going to go dang, at the one.
You like Magic, I mean, and Curry.
Yeah, I might have to put Magic out there. Nah, Curry ain't going to be able to do nothing on Magic.
What? Magic, bro, Curry will give Magic 75.
Magic needs to buckle up.
Thing is, Magic going to put Curry in the post every play. And he got a 7'6 wingspan, so he's going to be at the free throw line contesting Curry.
Curry
going to
be at the free throw line not contesting him.
facts. Who
I'm gonna put?
Go ahead.
Wait. Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now. At the five, though, I even got a name. You know, two through four, because that's
a given.
You know, yeah. you're gonna get you your Bron, your Jordan. You can throw Kobe out there, KD, whatever, blah blah blah. But the five, you gotta go with Wilt.
I knew you were gonna say Wilt. I knew you were gonna say Wilt.
You gotta respect it.
Yeah.
Thing is, y'all know how cold Wilt was? He was the first person to ever have waves in the 50s. Yo, they had a picture of him with waves. I knew he was cold when I seen that picture.
That's,
heck yeah.
The thing is, I ain't seen enough footage on Wilt, but from what I hear from everybody said that he's arguably the best player of all time.
Bro, he had 100 points in one game.
Yeah.
50 rebounds in a game.
Yeah. I mean, you got to respect it. Who was your favorite to win it all, Mac,
this year?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of the L.A. teams.
That's what I'm saying, the Clippers. I think.
It's hard to bet against the Clippers.
Lakers, man.
But I don't know. We haven't seen
it is. That's what
LeBron
I'm saying.
Into that last weekend. And playoff LeBron is alive and well still, I think.
He's a different beast.
Yeah, I'm telling you, once LeBron, you know, once he starts cycling back on the creatine,
and you saw they just,
oh my god,
took away the drug testing for this hiatus. LeBron gonna come back looking.
I know, hey,
facts.
Bro, LeBron finna inject vibranium into them knees.
He gonna start
having chase down blocks. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. He gonna come back 285. Like Zion,
and
just really bully dude.
They're gonna have to drug
rest
test
of the season.
Said, no.
Facts,
bro. Thing is, bro, LeBron is above
the
league.
They would never break.
Like he don't even get drug tested.
It is crazy though, because imagine they come back summertime. A lot of guys are gonna be healthy by then. I mean, let's say hypothetically Kyrie and KD are back.
Jesus Christ,
it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be great basketball.
Yeah,
come playoff time.
Because
now
it's gonna be a 7-seed cooking.
That's what I'm saying. Is he gonna go all out?
Jeez,
I would.
Oh my god,
man, I can.
You know what he's thinking now? He's like, I got to come back for the playoffs and get to the finals.
Exactly. And that's, I've been seeing his little workout videos and stuff. He looked good, man. He hasn't lost his stuff.
Bro, KD on one leg is better than 95% of the league. Like, all he got to do, if he wanted, he could just be a spot up three man and just shoot threes all game.
Fact. How do you feel about the Rockets, adjusting and going small ball?
I like the Rockets.
Same.
I like the Rockets. Same. I mean, nobody want to play them in a 7-game series. I'll tell you that.
Exactly.
To me, the Rockets, I'll say this. I like what they've done, with Russ's game. They've allowed him to, play his style of play. It's a lot more open space. But I feel like in a 7-game series, the Rockets don't have trouble because teams going to eat them up inside. They already, especially their last few games before, we've been on hiatus, they've been getting killed in the rebounding category. And they started, I think teams started figuring them out and they started losing.
I don't know if they got figured out. I would say they were tired. Like, they're playing, they're playing seven guys playing damn near 30 minutes or whatever. It was bound to happen. I mean, at the end of the day, like Max said, nobody wanted to see them in a 7-game series. People's 5 minutes are guarding Russ. I mean, so either way, they might give him some rebounds. But the thing is, the Rockets are hitting threes.
I mean, I think they're going to be in most of the games. That's the thing. They're exactly the way they play. It's east of a matchup for the other team, too. So it's weird.
Yep. Yeah, and honestly, I'm glad that we just brought this up, but D'Antoni needs to be jailed the way he's abusing his players. He's only playing 6-man rotations over 82 games, not including the playoffs. Yo, that's manslaughter. That's ridiculous, bro. Bro, you got Harden and Russ averaging 40 plus minutes a game, and you are. Bro, the craziest thing I ever seen was they was up like 20 something points, fourth quarter, and they still out there giving 110%. I'm like, man, sit these dudes, let them get a break.
Yeah, crazy. Because Russ don't know how to turn down.
Yeah. Nah.
So I feel like it's cool though because they haven't been playing them with the back to backs, and then he'll have this little break. So yeah, like man, come playoff time, NBA is gonna be crazy.
Ain't gonna have no off season though. That's a sick part. This day off season, honestly.
That is crazy. I didn't even think about that. Summer league, man. Well, we gonna wrap this thing up. Lastly, Max, you have any advice for kids, coming up and aspiring to be, college athletes?
I guess my biggest advice would just be stay in the gym. I think at the end of the day, like, especially when you get to the college level, everybody's so good. Everybody's athletic. Everybody got game. So it's really just like who's putting in more work. And you can tell when people are putting in time and been in the gym. And you can literally see, he's been in the gym. Mm-hmm. Some dudes are obviously just different. Yep. But, I mean, there's that separation that everybody will see as the season goes on and, as careers just kind of progress. So – you want to be good, like you say, you want to be good. You just really got to be in a gym.
Facts. Now I heard that. That's for sure. I can attest to that because I know when I was in the gym the most, that's when I looked playing the best.
It's really simple.
Yep. The formula is right there, literally.
For everybody to do.
Yep. But hopefully we have you on another podcast, down the road. Thanks for your time, bro.
Appreciate it.
And then, we'll be talking.
Good, you guys. Thanks.
All right, bro. Yep. All right.